Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
It is our prayer that this edition of Moments will bring a blessing to all who hear our message about Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We seek to provide in our teaching and in our songs something that stirs the heart, brings us closer to our God. We invite you to share in this devotional message today.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself the question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
If you remember the Old Testament account of Joseph and his brothers, you will recall how they sold him to traitors who were headed for Egypt, and then took his robe, drenched it in blood, and returned it to their father, claiming they had found it. Although they did not really lie to their father about what happened to his son Joseph, they let him believe that he had been killed by wild animals. They were not honest. How could they be honest when they had done such a horrible thing to their brother? They certainly were not going to give their father the whole story about how they had mistreated him and then sold him. Nor would they admit to their father that they had planned to kill him until the traitors came along. The sons of Israel lied to their father. The account tells us that after 17 years, these same brothers came to Egypt to buy grain during a drought. Joseph recognized them. He, however, did not immediately reveal himself to them. He did accuse them of being spies and placed one of them in prison until they returned for more grain. When they finally came, he revealed himself to his brothers. The scriptures tell us how guilty these men felt for their actions so many years earlier. When the troubles came upon them, they said to one another that it was because of what they had done to Joseph. But Joseph was no longer a slave nor in prison. He was second in command of all Egypt. He declared that God had used the evil deeds of his brothers to bless his family and to preserve them from the drought that was upon them. Some years later, Israel died. And although Joseph had told his brothers not to worry about the past, they could not forget it. They were still very much controlled by their dishonest ways of the past. They were in fear of what Joseph would do to them after their father's death. But Joseph was a good man and a righteous man. He did not take revenge upon his brothers. He harbored no resentment. He had been able to let God guide him through all of his trials and troubles. In contrast to Joseph are his brothers, who had committed a great sin against Joseph and against their father. Their deceitful, dishonest, evil ways were still haunting them long after they had taken place. Living a lie is most difficult. Usually means you have to keep covering it up with more lies. Lies are told to deceive. Satan lied to Eve. He deceived her into thinking that eating the forbidden fruit would be a good thing for her to do. He led her to do something that went against God's will. In Satan's case, with Eve, he wasn't trying to cover up his past, but rather lead her down a road of misery and pain. Sometimes lies are shared because of selfishness. The lie may enable a person to get something that, if the truth were known, would prevent it. And like the case of Joseph and his brothers, they covered up a sin in their lives by deceiving their dad into believing his son was dead. Again, we are reminded that God's commands are given to us so blessings come to us. Jehovah is not a God that seeks to deprive us of the enjoyment of living. Rather, he gives commands to prevent us from many heartaches and hurt that we may bring upon ourselves and to others. It seems fitting to share what the old proverb says: there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes and a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises evil, wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. That's Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. This biblical account reminds us of the God-given duty and command to be truthful and honest in word and in action. Think about how much better life would have been for the sons of Israel had they not acted in anger and resentment against Joseph. Think about all those many years letting their father think that Joseph was dead. They lived with him for 17 years, covering up their sin and witnessing the grief of their dad. The word of the Lord promises that nothing will be kept hidden. There is no escape from facing the consequences of a lie. We are therefore encouraged to speak the truth and provide things honest in the sight of all men. We cannot return to the past and undo what has been done. How wonderful is the gospel message that tells us we can begin again. We can change the direction of our life and live as God desires, having our sins forgiven. We can begin anew and live honest lives and speaking the truth to one another, living under the will of God and sharing in the blessings to be found in Him. Jesus can take away all the guilt of our haunting memories. Have you ever come to Jesus for the cleansing power of His blood? If not, we'd be glad, more than glad, to share with you about coming to Jesus for the blessed forgiveness of sin. Contact us and we will share the word about faith and repentance, your confession and baptism in a daily walk with the God who loves you.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that he'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you walked with the Lord and felt that the days weren't the living? Can you call since you knew that he cared for you? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you?
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.